Okay, folks, good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. Welcome to our Buffalo State College Council meeting. On behalf of Chairman Hoskins and the College Council, I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome you, Josh Lipka, our student representative for the 2011-2012 year. Thank you very much for being here, and thank you in advance for your participation. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to be here.
Very much. Many of you know Josh is a senior majoring in industrial technology. Excellent. As you may know, Jim Brannis has been selected as the outstanding volunteer fundraiser for 2011 by the Western New York Association of Fundraising Professionals. Jim. And I'm pleased to say Jim's receiving this recognition for his support of Buffalo State College, in addition to other institutions, I'm sure, over many years and in numerous capacities. He'll be officially recognized at the National Philanthropy Day luncheon on Wednesday, November 16th. Jim, on behalf of the College Council, we congratulate you, and thank you very much for your support of Buffalo State.
Thanks, Stan. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. We have a few items to act on today. The first is approval of the minutes from the May 17th, 2011 meeting. I'll now entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great, thank you. On September 20th, a special meeting of the College Council was called to review and approve revisions to the Code of Student Rights, Freedoms, and Responsibilities to comply with the Title IX requirements of the Office of Civil Rights. I now entertain a motion to approve the minutes from September 20th.
So moved.
Second. Great. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Excellent. The College Council Annual Report for 2010-11 is included in your board books. I now entertain a motion to approve the annual report.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Aaron, will you deliver your president's report, please?
Yes, thank you, Howard. You have my executive summary in your book, and I'd be happy to answer any questions about it. I do have a couple of comments I'd like to make while you're thinking about that. One is that there is a paragraph on the enrollment, which was a little more challenging this year to get a handle on, and the other is a lengthier treatise on the budget. And I think I would just want to add one thing that we weren't really aware of when we put this together, is that while we do have a headcount enrollment that is not much off of what we expected, we have seen a demographic shift into fewer out-of-state and graduate students and more in-state undergraduates. So while the headcount is about the same, the outcome of that is you get fewer tuition dollars from that different mix of students. Out-of-state students and international students pay more than in-state students. Graduate students pay more than undergraduates. So while the undergraduate numbers are up, the graduate numbers are down. In-state numbers are up. Out-of-state numbers are down. And this seems to not be untypical. I think it's a clearly a result of the economy. As economies dip, many students go back to school. But as they become more prolonged, as this economic downturn has, I think the natural thing is that now people may not even be able to afford to continue to go to school. And that's particularly true if they're going out of state and paying the additional tuition. While they might prefer to come to Buff State because it's the finest institution they could go to, they might have to settle for something like Penn State or one of those other institutions, Yale. The truth of the matter is we have this shift, and we're trying to get a hold right now about what that means to us. So I did want you to be aware of that. We also had a great homecoming weekend, and I thought possibly Hal Payne would like to say something, and I'll talk for a second or two about homecoming. It was a wonderful event. Hal and I went to a ball game. We went to a soccer game, and we began with a Friday evening Spike Lee. And I want to thank Jim for joining us at the Spike Lee event. It was very good. It was a full house. So now that you've had a time to stop chewing, Hal... That was my soliloquy.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you all for supporting
the Spike Lee event, those of you who were able to attend. We did postpone our major homecoming events until the conclusion of the second day of Tbilisi during the celebration of Rosh Hashanah. So we had originally scheduled our first major event at homecoming to begin a little bit earlier, but we postponed the start of the Spike Lee event until after sundown on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That allowed a small group of our students to have a very intimate conversation with our guest Spike Lee, who was our homecoming concert featured speaker. And so he spent about 45 minutes with our students from our new film program. And it turned out to be, for those students, an exceptional experience. But it also, I understand, turned out to be a very good experience for Mr. Lee, who, as you know, teaches at NYU and occasionally at Harvard. There was also a reception for him at the campus house, which was downstairs from his conversation with our students, and then a sold-out performance in the Rockwell Hall, one of probably our most successful events of this season so far. So that gave us a wonderful kickstart to the homecoming weekend. We were scheduled to have a very lengthy parade that was to start at 9:45 in the morning, but Tom Kohler and I, assessing the weather that morning, decided to cancel the homecoming parade, which was probably a prudent thing to do. Though I did notice, Tom, that there wasn't a whole lot of rain after we canceled the parade, but it was exceptionally windy and cold that morning. So I do want to take this opportunity to thank Tom Kohler, who's the chairman of the homecoming event. We did proceed with the tailgate. The tailgate, of course, involved our alumni as well as our students, and thanks to Josh and our president of the student government, Sarah Garfinkel, for all they did to make homecoming a success. We did present the king and queen. Earlier, we had a competition to see who would be the king and queen, and this year we had more contestants competing to be either our king or queen than ever before, and I think perhaps for the second time, there were more contestants seeking to be king than seeking to be queen. So something's going on in the king and queen business. I want to congratulate Jerry Boys. We had a victory in our homecoming football game. We had a very large crowd, a huge crowd, even though we were playing a school from New Jersey. We didn't have many people coming from William Patterson College, but we certainly filled the stadium with our own fans. And given the weather that day, I thought that was extraordinary. And following the homecoming football game victory, we had a close men's soccer game. We did lose 2-1 to Fredonia. President Podolsky attended both the football game and the soccer game. But because we had to leave in order to attend the Hall of Fame event, the good luck that we had brought to the football game evaporated. So we could not help the soccer team. A wonderful Hall of Fame event, inducting five new members into the Athletic Hall of Fame following the football game. And that concluded our homecoming celebration. I do think that homecoming is a building as a tradition at Buffalo State. And again, thanks to Tom Kohler, as well as our other staff in both athletics, campus life, and elsewhere in student affairs for their work. Thanks to all the deans who were prepared to ride in the homecoming parade. I promise you we'll invite you next year. So thank you.
I will come back to one other issue during my announcements and just move on from here back to you, Mr. Chair.
I think we're actually going to go into an executive session. Do you want to get into anything before we do that? Oh, I'm sorry. Alfonso, my mistake. I apologize.
The only committee reporting. No. Our committee report is in your board books under tab 5. I know everybody studied that closely, but I'll just highlight a few things. The committee met, and we actually heard an update around our construction projects on campus. Under projects completed, I guess the highlight there is the completion of the Comprehensive Facilities Master Plan, which will take us from 2013 through 2023. And that's a roadmap for campus growth during that period of time. That was a major achievement that involved many constituencies on campus and off. We completed the student apartment complex, $44 million on the west side of the campus. And we completed a transformative rehab of the Student Union Quadrangle. We have a number of projects underway. They have been funded, and they are now underway. The Science and Mathematics Complex, that's $100 million.
You will now be placed into conference.
Due to be...
Press star 6. To unmute, press pound 6.
Is that... Somebody
might be John.
Hello? No? Nobody?
We don't know.
Hi, John?
No.
Oh, boy. Oh. Sounds like Star Trek.
Hey, John, you're on echo. Is that John? Listen.
We don't know how that...
Maybe it should be off.
No, it's on his end. Yeah, we get that all the time.
Hello? I'm going to hang up. I'll try to call
back. It's on everybody's. Okay. The Science and Mathematics Complex, $100 million, is due to be completed in 2016. We broke ground on the Technology Building, $38 million, due to be completed in 2013. And there are a series of building renovations that we have underway in Rockwell Hall, Upton Hall, Audell Hall, the Houston Gymnasium, Campbell Student Union, and the campus
to
West Building.
With Plus Conferencing. Enter your conference code, followed by the pound or hash sign.
And probably the most exciting is that a large-scale replacement of the underground utilities. In the Rockwell Quad.
To mute your line, press star 6. To unmute.
We also have there's some future projects that we're beginning to evaluate. None of them are funded yet, but they've been recommended by the facilities master plan. It shows you the value of that plan. We're looking at a replacement of the outdated power plant, construction of a business and community engagement building, a campus life building, and of course the athletic stadium remains on the radar screen, but there's a lot more work to be done there. I'll stand for any questions. I hope if Stan can help me answer any, but that completes my report.
Excellent.
Any other questions of Alfonso on the report? That's a pretty extensive report, Alfonso. Thank you. It sounds like we've got a lot of great work underway and recently completed, which is fabulous.
The campus is going to be under construction for quite a while. but that's a good thing.
Aaron, we're going to go back to you before we head into the executive session.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that the Year of the Arts has attracted a lot of attention, and there's a lot of excitement. In fact, I just noticed that Business First has a nice article in it, so it's catching a lot of interest. And we thought we would pass out to you some materials that has information on the Year of the Arts and on other things that are going on campus this year, this semester. So it's a little take-home packet for you. Ben, would you want to say anything about the Year of the Arts?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate this opportunity. President Podolsky made the opportunity possible in February in the State of the Union address, in which he designated this year the Year of the Arts. Well, for us, every year is the Year of the Arts. President Podolsky said to be enlivening our spirits and nourishing ourselves, and we are very nourished and enlivened, I can assure you. So we have put in your packet a number of items relative to the Year of the Arts. We're really celebrating creativity across campus and also expanding and enriching our connections with the community. So on campus, not only do we have the regular events, the normal events, and it's literary readings, theater and music performances, art exhibitions, and so forth, but we also are reaching out to our units all across campus, and we're embracing the planetarium this year as a Year of the Arts activity, as well as the fashion show and many other events that are beyond arts and humanities. So we're just finding creativity everywhere. It always exists. We're just able to mobilize the marketing machine of college relations to help us get the word out. We also have, from the community, a special event coming up in February, The Grateful Dead, and not here, but their music will. And that will be the BPO performing on campus. And we have three new academic programs that you might be interested in knowing about. One is we've just initiated a new museum degree, studies degree at the master's level that has been reworked from a previous degree. So we're unveiling that during the Year of the Arts. We also have a dual credit program at BAFPUP, which is the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. We're offering credit on their campus, at their building, taught by their faculty, that their students will be able to receive Buffalo State academic credit toward their college education. And then we're also initiating, probably headed toward a certificate initially, in the business of the arts. So we just have a lot to celebrate at Buffalo State in the arts, in the humanities, across the creativity of all our units. And we thank Dr. Podolsky for his leadership in moving us in this direction.
Thanks, Ben.
Fantastic.
Do you have any questions about the Year of the Arts?
Yeah, did you say BPO and the Grateful Dead together? Or?
Together, all in one.
Really?
The Grateful Dead will be embodied.
So you're going to be inundated with deadheads then. That's great.
They're everywhere.
Thank you.
Great, thanks so much. Before we get into executive session, I just want to say I had the unexpected opportunity to be involved with this Regional Economic Development Council, and have had really good help and support from Buffalo State in the form of Roger and some of his associates and some of his graduates from the International Center for Creative Studies, and I wanted to say that. Never spent so much time putting colorful, sticky notes and post-it notes on things, but they've been very helpful to the process, and I want to thank them and acknowledge them for all their help. In accordance with Section 105 of the New York State Open Meetings Law, I'll entertain a motion to move to executive session to discuss personnel matters.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. There was no action taken in our executive session. I'll entertain a motion to close our meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.